From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Taps and stillness following a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns on Veterans Day. Vice President Joe Biden appealed to all Americans to really remember what U.S. troops and their families have sacrificed on behalf of a nation.
100% of the nation can and must do something to acknowledge what they have done for us and continue to do this very moment.
This day is also being marked with parades and memorial services around the world. President Obama's not coming home from South Korea with a new free trade agreement. NPR's Scott Horsley reports trade negotiators couldn't finalize a deal in time for this week's summit.
Towed by six tugboats, the crippled
Dick Pound, a former Olympic swimmer himself.
U.S. and South Korean trade teams had been racing to iron out a deal before President Obama met today with his South Korean counterpart. But when that meeting was over, both sides said they needed more time. Mr. Obama says he hopes a deal can be worked out in weeks, not months, but he acknowledged winning congressional support for a trade deal will not be easy in the face of public skepticism.
If we rush something that then can't garner popular support, that's going to be a problem. We think we can make the case, but we want to make sure that that case is airtight.
A free trade deal with South Korea is seen as an important step towards Mr. Obama's goal of doubling U.S. exports within 5 years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Seoul.
The first of nearly 4,500 passengers and crew aboard a rescue cruise ship are finally disembarking in San Diego after their ship got stranded in the Pacific on Monday. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more on this story.
Towed by six tugboats, the crippled Carnival cruise ship Splendor eased its way into the port of San Diego on Thursday morning, a bit ahead of its projected schedule. A fire in the ocean liner's engine room on Monday left the ship without electrical power. Passengers and crew had no hot meals, no water, and after a while, no working toilets. Initial plans called for the ship carrying 4,000 passengers and 1,200 crew to be towed to Ensenada, Mexico. Later, Carnival decided it made more sense for the ship to be towed a bit farther, to San Diego, where there are more hotel rooms available. Happy passengers are standing on the ship's balconies waving to the throng of family, friends, and media who have come down to meet them. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 80 points at 11,277. NASDAQ is off 25. It's at 25.54. This is NPR. The USA Swimming Center in Colorado Springs is forming a commission to investigate the death of Fran Crippen, the open water swimmer who died in a race in the United Arab Emirates last month. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports the former vice president of the International Olympic Committee will be in charge of this probe.
Dick Pound, a former Olympic swimmer himself, will chair the commission, which will look into the circumstances surrounding Fran Crippen's death. The panel is expected to offer recommendations on ways to improve safety protocols during long open water races. On October 23rd, Crippen failed to finish a 10-kilometer race near Dubai. He was found in the water 2 hours after the race had finished. Doctors said he suffered from severe fatigue. Several other swimmers were reportedly treated for heat exhaustion after the race, as the saltwater temperatures hovered around 85 degrees. Originally from Philadelphia, Crippen's career had been on the up, placing in the top five in both the 5K and 10K swims at this year's World Championships. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
The British government is rolling out sweeping changes to its welfare system. Today, Prime Minister David Cameron said unemployed Britons who refuse to go back to work will lose their benefits for up to 3 years. The government wants to shave off the equivalent of $29 billion from the British welfare program. Walmart's hoping to get a big jump on the holiday competition with an offer of free shipping for online purchases. With 2 weeks to go before Black Friday, when retailers typically post huge sales a day after Thanksgiving, the world's largest discount retailer is hoping its strategy helps get recession-weary customers spending again. Black Friday officially kicks off the holiday shopping season. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。